Be Same Podcast, talking about Star Trek, but Discovery's back on again. We'll likely watch it. Keith, did you cancel your CBS All Access subscription?
I re-upped it, so I'll watch a couple episodes, but I saw all of the previous season, so.
Yeah, I mean, again, I saw a recap, so it's like they jumped forward in time.
Yeah.
And then Burnham jumped ahead of Discovery.
Do you want me to tell you what happened? I can.
Go ahead.
The big meta story behind it was determining what was the Red Angel. The Red Angel was basically a phenomenon that appeared in various places across the galaxy.
Yeah, I remember those first couple of episodes. She was hallucinating and
exactly. Yeah. They tied back into her foster brother, the Spock. Spock went insane trying to discover what exactly the Red Angel was. The big spoiler alert is that the Red Angel is Burnham's mother and Burnham herself. Burnham's mother was in an accident. The way for her to overcome the accident was this technology she had that allowed her to travel in time. But she kind of came stuck in time. She ended up creating all these paradoxes. So with Spock coming on board, Burnham and Spock ended up recreating the technology.
Sexy Jesus Spock.
And it turned out that there was this big threat to the Federation. And the threat turned out to be this artificial intelligence out to destroy all sapient life in the galaxy. No, not the Borg, Mass Effect. It got to the point where it was taking over Federation ships. So they end up taking the technology or the thing that would give the AI the next level of consciousness that will allow it to take over it and destroy all biological life. They end up shooting it into the future, which is 900 years. So she ended up using that technology, that Red Angel suit, going 900 years into the future, Discovery, so she wouldn't be all alone, followed behind her.
And it looks like the Federation is gone in this instance of the third season.
So 900 years in the future, the Federation is no more. Cataclysmic event occurred or series of events. So they're no longer mirroring the Next Generation. They're now mirroring Star Trek Voyager.
My problem is that, I mean, Voyager did something. Deep Space Nine was more stationary. Next Generation, obviously, they hopped around planet to planet.
Like it twisted. It took a couple seasons for Next Generation to get his legs under it.
Yeah, but this seems to be like the bad seasons from Enterprise when they were doing.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, but it just seems to be like whatever they decide happens this season is what happened. Enterprise got better third and fourth season. We can agree on that. First season was a little rough. Second season, things started to take shape. Yep. Third season, great. Fourth season, awesome.
I agree with that.
I think, again, they're just doing a lot of disservice because you already, as far as Star Trek is concerned, a lot of things didn't progress beyond. I mean, Voyager would have been the closest to the end of the Next Generation era.
Yeah, their series overlap. Deep Space Nine, about third or fourth season in, they kicked off Voyager. Yeah.
I mean, because Deep Space Nine was all about
the Wolf 359. Yeah. And then with Voyager, ended Voyager, and then maybe half a year later, like the next season was Star Trek Enterprise.
I mean, obviously, Star Trek Enterprise, they tried to mostly redo how the Federation formed.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the birth of the Federation and all that. Yeah,
which was like
stuff.
The last episode, but the last episode of the fourth season. But
seasons were pretty good. But to your point, what this shitstorm did, Kurtzman forgot a couple things. The one thing they forgot, that there is a outside or within the Federation timeline, there's an organization that's supposed to stop temporal, correct, like the shit that Burnham was doing, it was supposed to stop all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And unless that's the way it was supposed to go, but either way, it was supposed to stop time travel fuck ups like this. Deep Space Nine, Voyager did it. Voyager had a big recurring plot line.
It's like they're just doing anything. They're just doing anything that can keep the show going.
They're throwing shit out there to see what sticks and what works. But the problem is that they keep bouncing around so much. Like the first season was all about the
mirror universe.
Yeah, it was all about the Klingon War, and then the mirror universe pops in. So you got two huge events.
The mirror universe is in its own self.
Exactly.
I mean, it was on the original series.
Right.
And then it comes back up in Deep Space Nine.
It was a recurring one in Deep Space Nine. They showed that the mirror universe was completely changed after Spock went back. And it turned out it was no longer the Terran Empire. Then Enterprise had cool little recurring two episodes arc about the Mirror Universe. That was actually really fun. They compressed their storylines like 2 to 3 episode micro arcs, and they were pretty fucking badass, actually. Yeah. I don't know what the dude is doing, and it's like...
I mean, again, it still is Star Trek Burnham. Like, regardless if it's called Discovery or not, it is still Star Trek Burnham, Star Trek Picard. And then I saw a little bit Lower Decks, and that stuff is atrocious.
It was interesting to see them calling out and throwing in the little Easter eggs from the various shows. But at the end of the day, you're just kind of like, dude, why? Something clever like that may have worked back when The Next Generation was at its heyday. 5th season of Deep Space Nine, when they were going strong. When Star Trek was at its peak, that would have been a funny thing to deconstruct. This is not what the fans want. Exactly what it felt like. It wasn't even introducing Star Trek to younger kids. It's clearly for adults. For that Rick and Morty crowd.
Kids aren't watching that on CBS All Access, first of all.
No. The wrong thing to throw out there and stuff. Like, it's unfortunate because screws were put in. No one respected Star Trek after the Nemesis, Nemesis failed.
Shinzon.
Exactly. Shinzon. When Nemesis failed at the box office the way it did, I think LeVar Burton did an interview bitching about what happened. And the takeaway from that was that the studio just didn't give a fuck about Star Trek. They didn't know what to do with it. They didn't respect the fan base. It wasn't making that much money. And even though they weren't racking up the Seinfeld ratings, when you consider that the cast of Seinfeld was making $1 million per episode for a 22-episode season, the Star Trek series was 4 series, running strong up to 7 seasons, syndicated across the world. Like, that was making them a shit ton of money. Viacom broke up Paramount. And it ended up being that the original Star Trek was under Viacom and Paramount owned the new Star Trek. Rights, it got to be a total shit show.
Now they've merged back together, I guess. And
still, they gave it all to Kurtzman. Because
he's the wrong person.
Still using his J.J. Abrams resume. To be honest with you, if I was an executive, I would look at that too. Because he's got Transformers. He's got all this stuff under his belt. And he's obviously a fan because he'll come in there and he'll talk the talk. Quote episodes for you. It's all fanboy shit. Feels like this bad fan fiction.
Just to wrap this up.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams.
Wrap it up because I got pissed.
J.J. Abrams destroyed Star Trek first, and then he lent his hatred to Star Wars. And Star Trek Burnham has started on CBS All Access. Like, whoever's watching all that. Like, the Apple TV Plus. Who has that? Like, somebody tell me.
Their ratings are terrible.
Who has it? Jason Momoa has a show on Apple TV Plus called Seek or something like that. Who's
watching that? I
don't
have Apple TV at all. I don't have it. Anybody else?
Who's watching that stuff? But anyway, J.J. Abrams, his legacy of Star Trek. Please get away from the Star Trek that I want. That's the Beast Game Podcast.